Yeah, we're speaking to Jan Vermeulen. He's the editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. Every week we speak to us. He tells us what's happening in the news. And, yeah, he's going to give us a quick rundown of all the main stories to look out for on mybroadband.co.za.
Great.
Okay.
Shall we get cracking?
Definitely. Tell us.
First, I wanted to draw attention to Vumatel rolling out fiber in Soweto, and they've got an uncapped fiber package out there, 20 megabit per second download speed, 10 megabit per second upload speed for R399 a month. They've got, it looks like a promotion out there, where they've got free installation, some, phone calls, free phone calls, 30 minutes a month, and a free router for folks who sign up for the package out there. And it's one of a few areas that Vuma Reach, that's the initiative that's doing these, lower cost uncapped packages to high density, townships in urban areas, and so they've got installations going in Vosloorus, Tshwane, Grassy Park, and Blue Downs already. And they've got a whole bunch more coming down the pike. So very exciting to see fiber expanding beyond the wealthy areas in South Africa. And it's not quite the R100 a month price point that Vuma said it wanted to reach, but it's a start.
And now they are they going to have the electricity to run the Vuma? I mean,
yeah,
there's a question, right?
That's the contentious thing right now, right, is the protests that are being planned around Gauteng and specifically in Soweto, where basically you've got residents protesting having to pay for electricity. Yeah, that's, I think, an entirely different discussion.
To having
working broadband. But yeah, I mean, it's a valid point. You certainly can't have broadband without power. The two go hand in hand, and regardless of the protests and the fact that people need to pay for what they use, whether it's electricity or water or whatever service we've got going in this country, provided obviously that money is being used to maintain and improve the service, that's also an entirely different discussion. The fact is that without electricity, like, computers don't mean anything, and the internet doesn't mean anything. So we do need a stable electricity supply in the country.
Yeah. Can we talk about the DSTV myth? What is the DSTV myth?
This was a super interesting story. And I think, ties in nicely with our analysis after MultiChoice announced the annual price increases of DSTV. It was a study conducted, an observation from a financial advisor, who said that he had a client, and his client had run into some financial difficulties. And so he went through this guy's budget and said, okay, first things first, let's get rid of DSTV. It's an absolute luxury expense. So you should, you know, just cut this and save yourself R800 a month and put that money towards servicing your debt. And it turns out that in this particular case, obviously this is quite a privileged situation to be in, so keep that in mind. But in this particular case, that ended up being bad advice for this particular customer.
Why?
Because what the person ended up doing was go down. He's super into sports. The person who's in financial difficulty and had the DSTV subscription, and so instead of watching at home, he would instead, you know, pack himself into his car, drive down to the local pub, and watch the game there. And that ended up being far more expensive every
drinks,
month.
Drinks, yeah, than, snacks, yeah, all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was just a really interesting observation, and just a reminder that sometimes the most obvious answer is wrong, because you're not taking into account all the facts. And so, especially when it comes to money, what ends up being the cheaper option is not always as obvious as we think. But certainly, if you're in financial difficulty, you know, that's incredibly dire, then getting rid of luxury expenses like DSTV, like many other things, is certainly a place to start. But yeah, take into account how else we'll be spending your money.
Absolutely. All right. So Jan, tomorrow we've got the budget. Can I ask you?
Yes.
Would it be possible to get some journalists onto two things? One, could somebody work out how much money the government has actually made from load shedding? Because we all have to get fuel for generators. And we're also paying tax.
Levy.
And we're paying the road accident fund tax and all of that. That's one thing. Another thing is, how much are South Africans taxed? The average South African, because you, whether you drive, you're paying tax on your insurance, on everything. And even if you don't drive, in your taxi fare, part of that is going towards the fuel. So in a way that every South African pays tax.
Yes.
I think that could be quite an interesting.
And on top of that is value added tax, right?
Exactly. And then we've got VAT as a tax, and we've got all different kinds of taxes. I think it would be quite interesting. And I mean, I could actually see the infographic in front of me that South Africans can actually see how much tax we are paying.
Yeah. And the thing about contrived tax systems like South Africa's, like the United States, is like so many, advanced, economies around the world. The thing about having such a complex tax system is that it's incredibly difficult to actually calculate this because, booze and cigarettes are taxed at different rates. Electronics, depending on what
it's
buy.
It's a massive product.
Taxed at different rates.
I mean, we'll only speak to you again next year, Jan, if you're busy with this.
It's an interesting exercise. Even if you just think through it rather than crunching the hard numbers. I mean, you can do like a basic picture, but getting like really in depth is if you look at the customs and import duties, that are paid on certain items, whether it's clothing or books, and I think the duties on books in particular, that's a personal war there for me.
So
if you add all this stuff together, then we're taxed an incredible amount. And it's a discussion I had with Swedish folks while I was working over there, because they are taxed a lot. But obviously they see some bang for buck out there.
Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing those articles. You have to let me know when you're going to do them. Thank you so much. God bless, and thanks for the chat.
Keep well.
Bye-bye. You can go and check out mybroadband.co.za.